From KMXT and Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes.
Statewide support of the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Satellite Technical Services, providing satellite communication solutions for commercial fishermen across the state of Alaska. Information and dealers can be found at satellitewest.com or by calling 206-321-6896.
. 2025 was another year of growth for Alaska's mariculture industry, with more oysters and kelp harvested around the state. KMXT's Davis Hovey has more takeaways from a recent McKinley Research Group report.
For the second year in a row, a coalition of mariculture interests has hired the McKinley Research Group to compile data and research about the state of Alaska's mariculture industry. On the kelp side, the report estimates 240,000 pounds of seaweed were harvested in Alaska last year. That's 85,000 pounds more than in 2024. In part, that's due to the growing number of kelp hatcheries in the state, which rose to 7 by the end of 2025.
We're seeing seed spools that are coming out that look brown and healthy and full.
That's Melissa Good, a mariculture specialist with the Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center.
So, hopefully we got over a big hurdle with all of this effort, and we're going to be a little bit more successful in our seed quality.
According to the McKinley Research Group's report, a record amount of Alaska kelp-seeded line was sold last year. Those seed lines, typically held in spools of nylon twine, are placed underwater to grow out into mature kelp on aquatic farms. And kelp farmers reported fewer issues with seed quality last season compared to the 2023 to 2024 season.
And it's really been a capacity issue. And across the state, we have seen seed failures. It's a brand new industry. Everyone's kind of, you know, jumping in with not a lot of training, like hands-on training to operate these.
However, Good says kelp hatcheries seemed more successful in 2025 than they did in previous years. Last August, the newest of Alaska's kelp hatcheries opened inside of the Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center. It was designed and built by a nonprofit called Green Wave, which trains and supports regenerative ocean farmers in coastal communities around the country. Green Wave also created a kelp hatchery manual of sorts last year. As for where this kelp is going, the report, backed by the Alaska Mariculture Cluster, found that the market for using seaweed to help plants on land grow better expanded rapidly for Alaska kelp last year. Companies in California, British Columbia, and Ketchikan purchased Alaska-grown seaweed in 2025 to make the products known as biostimulants. Researchers also cited a 2023 World Bank report that projects the value of the seaweed biostimulant market will be nearly $2 billion by the year 2030. Good says if the Alaska mariculture industry wants to grow sustainably and keep increasing its market share, then it will need more than just farmers.
With a growing industry, with kelp farming and oyster farming, we are going to need scientists, right? We're going to need managers. We're going to need scientists. We want to move forward sustainably. And so we need people on that side as well. And the more farms we have, the more people we have to have on the science and management side.
By the end of 2025, there were 43 proposed aquatic leases for kelp farms, oyster farms, or a combination across the state in the permitting phase. Pending and existing aquatic farms could cover up to 2,000 acres of state waters, mostly in Southeast. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amsea.org or 907 747-3287.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund. In recognition of the fishing industry, which provides more than 50,000 Alaskan jobs from a renewable source.
Alaska's congressional delegation teamed up earlier this month to roll out the Bycatch Reduction and Research Act. The proposed federal legislation would fill research gaps and fund and test innovative gear in an effort to reduce salmon bycatch in Alaska trawl fisheries. Senator Sullivan said the act would, quote, bolster our data collection, monitoring, and reporting capabilities, improve the use of electronic monitoring technologies, and rapidly advance the use of equipment that will reduce bycatch. Close quote. The first thing the act would do is direct the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, to resurrect its Alaska Salmon Research Task Force and rename it the Bycatch Reduction and Research Task Force. That task force would then be tasked with reviewing all the research required by the act and to make recommendations for future work. The research is expected to utilize a diverse group of entities, including state agencies, nonprofits, universities, and research institutions, to study the marine life history of Alaska origin salmon species in the Bering Sea, Aleutian Islands, and Gulf of Alaska. NOAA would be required to consult with a wide range of salmon experts, including Alaska natives, fishing industry representatives, commercial fishermen, and subsistence users. The research would include satellite tagging as part of a high-tech effort to map out the entire marine life cycles of Alaska salmon to better understand their migrations and distributions. It would also fund a grant program to find ways to speed up onboard genetic testing to try to provide real-time, on-the-ground stock identification of salmon caught as bycatch in trawl fisheries.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Matson, delivering the essentials for everyday life in the last frontier. Learn more at matson.com/Alaska.
The Act also calls for research on fluctuations in Alaska's marine ecosystem by measuring indicators, including harmful algal blooms, marine heat waves, in-river temperatures, sea ice extent and thickness, ocean acidification, diseases, nutrient or prey availability, shifting stock distributions, predator-prey interactions, and impacts from hatchery-released species, with particular attention to foreign hatchery releases. All that new information would be used to build predictive models, potentially using artificial intelligence, that would inform salmon bycatch avoidance areas. The Act also requires research on how contact with the seafloor by both pelagic and non-pelagic trawl gear impacts habitats on the bottom. And it requires construction of a flume tank, which is a large controlled artificial channel used to test fishing gear. It's kind of like a wind tunnel for water. It will be used to test instruments and sensors, as well as prototype trawl nets, in an attempt to find out how best to avoid bycatch and contact with the bottom. The Act would also establish a Flume Tank Assistance Fund that would help entities pay for innovative devices, instruments, or gear designs to test in the flume tank.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
Electronic monitoring would also get a boost from the Bycatch Reduction and Research Act. NOAA would look at ways to improve cost effectiveness and remove barriers to adoption of electronic monitoring, especially by small-scale fleets. They would also examine strategies to better integrate the data into stock assessments and ways to use the data in real time or near real time to inform on-the-fly management decisions. Whatever recommendations are made in the final report, they will be guided by two overarching goals: to minimize bycatch of, quote, commercially or culturally important wild marine and anadromous species in the Bering Sea, Aleutian Islands, and Gulf of Alaska, close quote, and more specifically, recommendations, quote, for the use of any technologies identified as effective for sharing real-time or near-real-time catch information to identify bycatch hotspots and bycatch avoidance areas, close quote. NOAA would be expected to publish annual interim progress reports, with a final report including a full ecosystem analysis due no later than 3 years after the enactment of the Act. The Bycatch Reduction and Research Act is broadly supported by a broad swath of the fishing industry, including the Alaska Marine Conservation Council, Alaska Bering Sea Crabbers, and the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association.